So we ended off a while ago talking, just finishing off of Shema Bnei Musa Avich Val Titosh Torati Mecha Ki Livyat Chin Him Roshecha Vanakim Begar Gerotecha. So how the Grad explained it is that in those days they used to make for their wives certain tachshitin according to their actions. As the Yerushalmi had said, that the wife of Rav Gamliel said to Rav Gamliel, hey, you know, why are you giving me like Rabbi Akiv gives his wife? And he said that you don't do as many actions as Rabbi Kiva's wife does. And he says that there are two types of tachshitim, right? Ornaments. There's one for the head and one for the neck, right? For the head is for the balat seichel, for the tzavar is for the maasim tovim. And the reason why it's in plural versus singular, kil v'vyatchein, that's in the singular, because that's talking about Torah, which is one, versus that tzavar is done from many chatichot, many different maasim. And the Grad explained by Torah, he explains language that also Torah v'amitzvot atzmam him tachshitim l'rosh v'guf, right? It says v'chol inyanei haTorah him or echad u'mitzvah l'mod v'chol hazman. There's a mitzvah to learn all the time, versus the mitzvot inogim kol echad bizmano. That's where it says ki liv yadchein hi haTorah. Anakim, as Lashon Rabim, those are the mitzvot, the gargo techo aguf. So one's talking about the rosh, one's talking about the body, the seicha, which is one, the tzavar is many chatichot, because also the many different actions. Okay, then we ended off saying, Bini, imi fatucha chataim al tove. Right, at this point we're going to say that what if the calls him my son, but if the sins seduce you, don't go after them. And the Grad said the chote is melshon hachta'at chisaron, okay, and don't both desire and don't listen to them, because they're not trying to seduce you for mitzvot, they're trying to get after you for the avirot. And now comes the big thesis of the Grad, which he finds in many parts of the sefer, and he says that there are two types of yetzaharas. There's a yetzahara tavani and Yitzhahara Ka'asani. Yitzhahara K'nege Lo Tirtzach versus Lo Tinaf. So thank you. Just move that over. Thanks. Take it over. Thank you. Is it working? Not in. Not in. No, something.
It's gotta be in.
Something's not going on. Oh, now it's in. We're good. Thanks. Good. So there's Yitzhara Tavani and Yitzhara Kasani. Okay? So then the Shlomo Melech follows the same word of the Torah. Lo Tirtzach is first, afterwards Lo Tinaf. So for the next 10 psukim, he talks about some very, very cool things for Musar, but also following this model. He says, number one, Im Yomru, Pasuk Aleph. Im yomru lecha itanu, ne'erva ledam nitzpena lenaki chinam. He says that first, you should know, we're talking about the kasani, lecha itanu. He says, he's seduction, you just come with us. You're not, lecha itanu, you're not going to do anything bad. Just come with us. And then he says, what? So then he talks about two different parts. There's ne'erva ledam, and there's nitzpena lenaki chinam. What he's going to say, we're learning Gemara Shabbos, Shnayim Shein Arba. That's his language here. He says, Shnayim Shein Arba. That what? There are two which are four gazlanim. How is it split up? There is a person who kills and takes money, and then there's a person who just takes money. And each one of those are split up into two. One in the house and one in the field. Okay? There are those who kill the balabait in the house. So he says, that's Dugmat Ha'orev, the ambusher. Right, he's ambushing until he could sneak attack him. Baaz no fail love, he pounces on him and he kills him. That's ne'ervaladam. Okay, so he says, you should know there's going to be ne'ervaladam. That's in the house and trying to kill and steal. And then you have nitzpenal and aki. Those are the people that are hiding b'ma'arot in the fields, in the nooks and crannies of the rocks. That what? Those are the ones who are standing on the drachim just to steal the money. That's one model. Next. The next model is Nivla'im. I mean, he talks about Chinam also. Ki'abal adam litoma mono ba'alila. There are different people that are trying to steal money. One is through words. So it's possible that you can get out of there. Efshar shi'umalit min alila, with fancy footwork or fancy talking. Barovit natzlut. But if he comes to take your money bechazaka, then you can't be saved. And that's what Chinam here is. Shelo ba'alila klal. V'lo yelo shum pitchon peh. Because here we're talking about dam. Right? Okay. Then, even though just contradicts what you just said. He had said, Nitzpenel Naki, those are the people that are just taking the money. She had said, Naki Minechasav. For Negro Tana, Umdim al Drachim, Ligzom Amon Levar. Okay. I'm not sure, because then he continued in saying, Chinam is, if you're coming Ba'alila without force, so then you can get out, you know, through talking. Rovit Natslut. Fimbalav, Litoma Mano Shaloba, Lerak Bechazaka, Lo Yuma Yado. You're not saved. Lazamar Chinam, Shaloba Alila Klau. It's the opposite of what it says, I don't stand. Next. Nivla'im kishol chayim utmimim yodevar. Nivla'im is swallowed up again with money. Kishol is when you go into the depths. Like man, just like man is separated from his money, so too you're been swallowed up the money. Ki yored sha'ol. Okay, again, that's when you kill him. Utmimim ki yodevar. It was a kishol chayim rak bazei yishtane. I mean, what's the difference between this and yored sha'ol? When you're yored sha'ol, that's after you're dead. Versus here, we're talking about stealing money. Yisha'er b'chayim. That's again when you fall onto the man and he's shalem, shalev beito, and all you do is take the money. Right? The first case was chayitam v'ner v'aladam is when you pounced on him and killed him also in the house. This is the chiastic structure here. Nivla'im kishol chayim. That's where you keep him alive. Versus utzmimim ki yor devor, that's keneged. The fourth category, which is you're in the sadeh, and you kill him and you take the money. That's utzmimim ki olich b'derech tamim. A guy is just walking, spazzering. Right? Ki yor devor, dukmat olich v'nofel l'toch bor. And all of a sudden, he falls out of nowhere, like we've seen in the movies, falling down and like, oh my goodness, right? So tov here, that's all with money. Next. Says the Vilna Gaon, that this is against the fourth category where we just finished, the idea of being in the Sadeh and they kill you. So you kill them and then you take the money. They view the money like a Metziah because look, I'm in the Derech in the middle of nowhere. Who's going to come after me? There's no Goel Adam because they're so far away. Who's going to go after them? They're rechokim mimakom ahu vein mishi akir otam. Therefore, the mamon is what? Kohon yakar nimsa. Versus nimalei vatinu shalal, that's again, the people on the drachim, but you leave them alive. That's not a mitzia, because the balam is still alive, it's maybe they'll go after you. So it's shalal, it's booty, that, okay, it's still rechok that they're going to go after you, but it's still not exactly like a mitzia. Next, goralcha tapil betochenu kisecha yel kulanu. This is against the ambushers in the house that they kill you. Then you're sholalim, everything in the house. You take all the things in the house. And you split it amongst everybody through a goral. Right? Ocean's 11. Right? Aval, la solel al derech. When you're on the derech, ino rak mamon, v'lo shayach goral b'mamon. But if you're in the derech, know why? Because you're afraid, what does he say here? Aval, la solel al derech, ino rak mamon, v'lo shayach goral b'mamon. That's in the house. Ah, but if it's on the derech, in urak mamon, v'lo shayach garal b'mamon. So it doesn't use the language of garal b'mamon. Therefore, they talk about shagorach. That's why only the bayit uses the language of garal. But then it's kisechan yel kulanu, that's the negative orvim al batim, to only take the money, they leave the guy alive, and then what happened? If you're alive, again, they can come after you. And therefore also, that's why it's kisechan, because you can't split it up, because the guy, they're gonna find you. Okay, so there are all these different things. This is the gra, talking about the different models, again, of the yetzahara ka'asani. Now he goes on and says amazing things here. He says, Bini, He says, not only if he says, "Klomar lo mebayish al tilech b'derech shua derech hagadol atzmo," shein dorchin vochim bo itam, don't just not go with them, but rather what? Minra ragelcha minitivotam, but hold back what? Even without their nitivot, even if you're going to go in a different way than they are, you should know even just going there is a problem, right? It's a chiddush. She says not only in their nitivot, the big alleyway, the big derech that they're going, but minra ragelcha even b'fnei atzmacha, without them, because these things are going to lead to a chet. Why? Pasuk Tet Zayin ki ragelihem la raya rutsu. Because why? He says, how are you? Because what does he say? Ki ragleihem la raya rutsu. Hechata mitpateh bipituyim uvisifsei chalakot. He says, don't get lost by their sweet talking. Because, oh really, don't worry about it. Just come with us. Nothing. We're not going to do anything to you. Because you see it's not true. Why do you see it's not true? Ki ragleihem la raya rutsu. You see they're up to no good. And they want to do bad for you also. Maybe you'll say, I'll just go with them. But when they start doing the the pillaging and the killing, I'll just go away. That's why the end of the pasuk says, it's not only ki ragolihem la royutsu, but it's v'yimaharu lishpochtam. V'yim tavel datcha, you go with them ad shekabetz mamon. Let them separate the money. But then before, I will not be there. That's what it says, v'yimaharu lishpochtam. Before you leave, they'll either what? They'll either get the money or they'll kill you. They'll kill that person. So it's not going to happen. Why? Such a beautiful mashal here. Kichinam mizora harashat be'inei kol bal kanaf. You think about this, about people who are in high schools. Yeah, I'll go. I know I'll go to 7-Eleven, have the slippies where they're smoking, and it's fine. I'll just hang out with them. It won't influence me at all. If they really start doing bad things, I'll get away from there. Not so posh, right? They really just want me to hang out with them and be good with them. Look what happens. Not only ragleihem la raya rutsu, but ki chinam mizora harashat be'inei kol bal kanaf. He says, look, but they're so good to me. He says, look, you think so? He says, what's the mashal? The mashal is you put out for the bird. What happens? Although the bird traps, right? What happens? You put out all the good food. So, look at that, the birds come. And they want to take the food. Shekol balei kanaf mit damim ba'atzmam. They think to themselves, this trap is givaldic. Look at this, free food. This tvua was there just for me, for my own good, to be able, tzadikim in the world. Because what are they there for? Okay, and this goes according to both angles. That what is the hunter there for those birds? To come and get them, to kill them. Or yitzpanu l'nafshotam. Or they're hiding there in order that they could take the actual bird alive. And what are they going to do? Then they'll sell the bird in order to get what they want. So he says, he says, all these people that are really looking to steal money, this is one of these two ways. They're either you're going to be part of it, and it's not going to be good. So as opposed to all these other things, which are very clandestine, and it looks good, but it's not, it's all still in the inside. The Gra continues explaining now what David HaMelech says in stark contrast is Torah. We'll just do the first pasuk. We'll stop for today. Chachmot b'chutz tarona b'rechuvot titen kola. Says the Vilna Gaon. All the gazlanim that was ne'erva, ambush, nitzpana, but chokhma shia Torah inokein, el b'chutz tarona. And he's not afraid. Don't be afraid of your Torah. Too many people are afraid. Oh, I'm from. I care about Torah. You're one of those. No. Chachmot b'chutz taron. V'ainyan shegam ha'olam nechalak l'shnayim. The world is also two, which is four. There's ayarot, there are the cities. V'hadama shehin asadot. Okay, you have ir, which is the city. You have the adama, which is the fields. Then you have the drachim. V'chol echad hushnayim, because the ayarot, you have the city, but then you also have the gate. Where do you have the gate? There you have the shoftim and zkenim. Shoftim and shoftim t'nechal chosherech. The adama, which is before the cities, came kam nechalak l'shnayim. Lifnei ha'ir, there they sell the tzorach ha'ir. It's called the rechov ha'ir. V'chin ha'zkenim v'ashoftim yoshvim b'shar ha'ir. Samuch l'rechov, when people, what they need, to what? Lishpot, b'nish l'riyehu min advarim ha'nasim b'rechov. Mash v'chok min ha'ir, that's called chutzot. And those are two types there. Lifnei ha'ir, hu'anikra srachu plaja. There is kol, there's dibor. And there's a kol that's nechlak l'shtayim. There's merachok, where you can't hear the kol, that all you hear is the echo, and you can't understand it. That's called v'zeh nekra rina. U'bekarok tzas, there you hear the kol, but you can't hear it so well. And then it keeps going. The dibor is nechlak, mamish l'kruah, nechlak l'shtayim. Dibor and kriya. Again, that it's rachok tzat, even though you hear the dibor, you can't mefaneach to really understand what they're doing. And that's what we got over here. Chachmot bachutz, to those people that are still far away. They don't hear, all they hear is the rina. Because we said, what is the rina? We said the rina is kol v'dibor, right, he calls rina is where it's still a distance, it's the echo. So chachmot bachutz, to those that are people far away, all you hear is the rina, which is the echo. Uver chavot, when you get a little closer, oz titen kola, uver rosh homiot, tikarei b'pitchei sharim. Then you could start hearing the noise, people start coming to the shoftim, and then they hear it by ear. At that point, kol amarel. Fainu, that the Torah is also split up. The same idea, it's the mamash geonut of the Vilna Gaon, also split up to which is four. There's the pshat, the remez, the sod, etc., etc. We can continue next time of Pasuk Chaf Aleph. More of Torah being bachutz.